All right,
I'm
let's
gonna
get on with it. Another game of Hearthstone Battlegrounds, and hopefully we can actually like
I'm
win. Winning would feel really good. Losing did not feel good this evening. So let's make it happen. I seem to hover around the 6400 mark these days, which is kind of annoying. And what have we got? Demons, dragons, max pirates, snowboar, and let me turn the radio on so we have some noise. Kara, Rat King. Why was it Rat King? Inkstone, Coil. Don't like him. I don't like that. Rat King it is. Now this hero's a little weird because like the buddy isn't that great to keep on the board, so you really just want to try and get a golden minion out of it and then sell it off as soon as you can. Especially because the golden version of the buddy doesn't actually do anything, I think, if I remember correctly. We're gonna try and buy it cheaply and sell it cheaply if we can. Try and buy it cheaply and buy the golden version pretty cheaply. Luckily, it's a tier 1 buddy, it starts at 11 gold. Also, I think this hero power is pretty junk. Keep early game minions, you can never argue with them, but often what happens is you get a crap spell. And a bunch of crap. King of Quillbore, so that's going to be a Tusk Camper or a Sun Bacon Relaxer. I mean, Laureate beats both of those. I don't think there's anything that can actually beat the Laureate except for like a Lucky Picky Eater, which would lose both to the Quillbore anyway. So, like, it would beat the Quillbore even if I, whatever I had picked, so I think this is fine. Okay, good. We tied this game. So Tusk Camper would have actually won in that fight, to be fair, but... Alright. So now this turn is where the hero power actually gets good. The alternative is to buddy, but I don't think that buddying would be a good idea. I don't really want to buddy here. Even though it does get the golden a little faster, I think that buying two minions is much better. So we'll do that. Next turn is sell something and upgrade, I think. And another win. King of Quillbore again, so this is Glugglat Warlord. And I will play Patient Scout here, so I can get another 2-drop. Wait. Do you want to do that? Yeah. Okay, this is decent. So yeah, getting another 2-drop on next turn should be really good, and set me up for a really nice turn on the 7-gold turn where I can buddy up or use the hero power, whichever one I want to do. Wow, that's a big tier. Okay, dead person. It was not a dead person, okay. And then this is two King of Demons on tier 3. I don't really have any demons. I'm really tempted to just go for the buddy here. And no demons there except for Trickster, which is not that great, so we'll just
sword up.
Three demons in that one. I don't know. Void Earl and Implicator are both pretty decent tempo, so I will hold for those. That seems pretty good. We'll be getting nice tempo here with the pirate over there. Just one health on that minion, that's fine, because he did push on to tier 3. Not the worst thing. Cool War again. And it's like no Cool War again. Oh, maybe I should have gone for the... Token generators. So we could go in the Soul Juggler direction if we want. Hopefully I can get King of Demons again so I can tier up and then buy another demon. This guy's still on tier 2. Healing 8 feels pretty good. What do we got for the hero power? More demons, yay! Okay, so tier 4 is Shadow Dancer and Juggler, so he didn't get either of those. I guess it's going to be back imp. Mainly because I don't have any board scaling, shop scaling. It's kind of sucky. Do I want to upgrade to tier 5 and look for that Lord of the Ruins on 6? Good question. I don't know. 7 armor, 37. We're fighting the first place guy. He did upgrade to tier 4, so that's pretty scary. Putting Pigeon Lord on the left means that I might have a shot at getting both Void Walkers out of the I also put the Laureate next to the Void Earl in case he's got a Blade Collector, because he's running pirates. So I guess if he doesn't, it's a little bit Yep, there it goes. I got my two Void Walkers. One health. So 29 health. Can I get to tier 5 without going below 15? I don't know. I don't think I should try that. I really want to. I think I'll do it next turn and then just buy the thing for 3 and then get my tier 6 later. So we can get the picture on. Wow, we look for better minions.
Get rid of the Orient Laureate. That's
So now we'll be getting some nice shot buffs at least next turn. Upgrade here and get a 6 drop. Ooh, that's tempting. I think I need to push for some momentum. So it seems you have a plan. Demons again, so and another for next turn and get some shots. So he's got shot buff. I think my only best shot is to go for Lord of the Rings here. Held on until the end. All right. So Golden Pigeon Lord, and we'll immediately sell it and try and get some good minions out of this. It's a pretty rough game. Hollow Rover? Maybe. What do we got? Okay. Ew. Nothing good. Lord of the Ruins, there we go. Better. Let's get friendly bounty, see if we can get something out of that. A silent enforcer. Perfect. Alright, it's coming together.
Stand against the dark.
Pretty good. I'm looking for Titus. and maybe a Terran Ghost. He just killed some guy. That was exciting. Six players remaining. Sadly, I don't get to fight, didn't get to face it. Truly dead. Get another demon to come. And we'll pick up Void Earl, I guess. There is my own soul juggler. Another chef's choice. We'll also get
your discretion out there.
Goodbye. Not bad. The Poltron really came through. I forgot to put that down. Let's see if we can get a Shadow Dancer, Divine Spark Bot, I don't have any scaling. I don't have any titans. I don't die here, so that's good. I guess there's nothing to do but wait.
Your discretion out there.
Yeah. So all the divine shield just broke, which is pretty good. Kills people! Alright. Can we fight a dead person, please? Copy of a tavern spell. Robust evolution. I'm really tempted to robust evolution the soul juggler. And there is Arzul number 2. I don't think there's anything I really need to keep it up for, but I might as well. Why the hell not?
Trust your discretion out there.
Top 3! Let's do it! King of Mechs. Where the heck is my Titus, you stupid? Beginning to be unable to scale. It's gone like 5 turns without a Titus, so I might just peek out at top 3, which isn't the worst thing.
Trust your discretion.
Maybe I should have gone for like a brand. Oh, not bad. Reborn. For the win! Come on, dead person. Dead person. Yes! Team of Dragons. Not a Terran Ghost again. Well, let's see if this is better. So at least we're getting some permanent scaling. We did have to lose the Poltron, which is kind of sad, but I can't always magnetize stuff onto this thing. Died to the dead person. Well, could be worse. Let's do another one. All right, and we are back. A nice third place finish with damaged demons. Good momentum going into this game. The game just crashed, so game crashed at Hero Selections, so we're starting a new one. Luckily I didn't lose any rating points or anything, because that would have been really annoying. Let's make it happen. Queuing up very late at night.
Awesome.
These demons, elementals, mechs, undead. So we've got a lot of good avenues or buttons there. I like the naturalist too. Man, lots of good options. Death rattle synergies. Oh, you can never go wrong with Sardanathrius. Wow, everyone's taking forever to get their hero selected.
Prepare for the show of your lifetime.
Destroy 20 enemy minions. Cooked book. Ooh, okay. Always good to see cooked book on there with mechs. We will go for... That'll be a 5-2. Alright, let's hope he doesn't have a bunch of things, because otherwise I'm going to lose. Yeah. Well. So if I see beasts here, I'm going to have to stand here one and upgrade. Elementals one, so that's good. I think I'm just going to let these go and hope for like an elemental or something. Or an alley cat. Perfect. Next turn is 7 gold, 6 gold. Next turn the buddy is 7. Unfortunate. Where's my hummingbird? So I could sit here 3 on this turn. I think I want to try and look for a hummingbird. I'll pick up Rotthide Knoll here. So this guy, yeah, he's on tier 3, probably got a nice power spike last turn. Pretty scary. Elementals. Some undeads, this is good. I might be able to get my quest in 2 turns, if I'm lucky. Not with this guy. Okay, so 10 out of 20. I don't think I'm killing 10 minions this turn, so it's gotta be next turn. So I think we do an upgrade on tier on the 7 gold turn, on the 8. There's a lot of late game energy on the board. Pretty good. Could be Stegadon. I could see Stegadon build working actually decently here. A big Stegadon, Titus, whatever. Transitioning to a mech comp is probably the best move, though. Wow, tier 2, huh? So he's going for a baller combo, it looks like. That's kind of scary.
Yo,
Looking good. So I don't really need tier 5. Tier 5 is wearing protector, which does not scale great with this comp, so I don't have to worry about that. Tier 6 is beatboxer, which is really good, so. Holding on somehow.
Time leaves.
obviously have to act like I'm gonna win everything. I think I want to greet up a little bit here. That was some smart positioning, gotta say. Completely shut him out. Okay, and we're down to 5 players remaining. No elementals on the board. Here's utility drone, I'll take it. Pretty scary. My guess is they've outscaled me pretty hard, but we'll find out. Probably don't win. We'll find out.
Okay.
Oh, I still live. I only take 5 from that. Okay, top 4. Thank God. I'm probably not going to be able to beat this guy again because this is annoying. The top 4 isn't bad, especially not getting the stuff I needed. This is ridiculous. Not bad.